Hello, everybody. I am Coach Lisa. Welcome to tonight's call on body image and sex. So, again, I'm Coach Lisa. As everybody gets in here, we will get started. First things first, I would like to make sure that you remember there is no coach in the chat with you. So, I'll try to keep an eye on it. I'll probably keep an eye on it. If you would like coaching during this call, just raise your hand. I will be, oops, I'm gonna try to get myself organized here. I will be calling people up to be coached. If you would like to do that, that would be fabulous. If you're not sure what to coach on, if you just want to talk about something, then come on up and let's talk about it. If you have any questions that you would like to be able to ask anonymously, you can do it at the bottom of your screen. There should be a Q&A button. You can ask questions there anonymously or with your name. Either way is fine. Can everybody hear me? And can you say something in the chat? Let me know that you're here. Where are you all from? What's going on tonight? Oh, I saw a thumbs up. There we go. All right, so you can all hear me. That's good to know. Yeah, so I am so glad that you're all here tonight. Tonight, body image and sex call. The topic that I had thought to talk to you all about since we're entering the holidays. Oh, hello. Hello, everybody. Oh, hello, Bernadette from Hawaii. We met at camp. So nice to see you here. Yeah, I'm so glad to see everybody here, because it means you want to talk about this stuff. It means that you probably have questions. You're probably interested in answers. And that's what we're here for. If you have not been to one of these calls before, this call is solely focused on body image and sex. If it's the only call that you can come to and we don't have other people, like you can ask questions and you can even raise your hand and I can coach you, but we really like to focus it on body image and sex topics. I will talk about anything to do with that. I will answer any of your questions. If you see any of the replays, because we have had a lot of new members join, there are replays you can watch from the past where we've talked about sex toys, sex positions, and intimacy is a big one. We talk a lot about intimacy and how to feel comfortable in our own bodies, especially in a program like this where our bodies are changing. We're losing weight. We're going to be a different size. Sometimes we're not the size we want to be in this moment. So that's why we talk about this so much, is how to be comfortable in your own body so that you're having the life experience that you want. And whether that includes sexual intimacy or just intimacy in general or not, no matter who it involves, whether it's a woman or a man or anything else, that it is what you want. That's the big key there, is that you are creating the life experience that you want. So, well, hello from someone from Ontario, Canada. That is where I am from, if you did not know that. I am the one and only international coach, and I live north of Toronto in Canada. So, yeah, again, raise your hand if you'd like to be coached. We do have one person with their hand raised. I'm just going to talk for a minute to get us started about how to create intimacy when life gets busy. Because as we come into the holiday season, that is tends to be what happens, right? We're really busy. Now, one of the things I want to remind you of is all the things we talk about during the Handling the Holidays courses, during every, like we talk about looking at the month and planning out our events. You can do the same thing with intimacy and with sex. You can sort of look at the month. What do I have time for this month? What do I really want? And then your next, I mean, that's kind of, we've talked about that before, where you could do that at any time, but especially over the holidays, sort of having those realistic expectations for what you actually want. And then remembering that often this is a time when people bring up, well, I don't feel as connected. I even said that to my own husband the other day, because he's been sick. We came back from vacation and then he's been sick ever since. And it's been over a week now. And said, I really miss him. I miss him, but I mean, he's coughing a lot. And so that the other day we just embraced. We had this nice long hug, and it felt really good to me to just have that connection because I've really been missing that. So over the holidays, it's making the time, it's looking at your schedule, it's setting up your expectation, and then you got to go to work with your thinking because your mind may be a lot of other places over the next month. Your mind may be all about what's coming up, what I've got to do, lists, shopping, visits, family, all those other things. So we can't, I mean, as women, for most of us, we're not just going to flip a switch and be turned on and be ready for some intimacy. So remembering that it starts up here with us. It doesn't start down there. It starts up here. And that's with your thinking and with your prioritizing and with your making it important for yourself and with you taking care of you during this season. Taking care of you, not letting that go, even while you're busy doing other things. So keeping that in mind. Other tips are to really focus on those small moments when you can create moments of intimacy with yourself or with a partner. That may be like getting your nails done. That may be getting your hair done. That may be finding a lotion that feels really good and putting that on. I think we have somebody here from Australia. So in Australia, it's getting really warm. You want to take care of that skin because you're going to be outside. Here, where I am, it's starting to snow a lot. The air is getting a lot drier. So creating those moments of intimacy, even just with yourself, tells your brain, I care about me, and it can make you feel loved. So I want you to keep that in mind. The other thing that I do with my husband an awful lot is we have a lot of inside jokes. And so those will come up and, we go back and forth with those, but it creates that intimacy and reminds us of our history and of all the years we've been together because that's where they've built up. So stuff like that can also be really helpful. All right. We have a couple of questions. Oh, somebody wants to know how my vacation was. So, yeah. Okay. So the first question is, how was your vacation? I can't wait to hear about how the theme nights went. My vacation was amazing. For anybody who wasn't on previous calls and hasn't heard about it, I do go to a resort called Temptation in Mexico. There are theme nights. It is a very sexual resort, I guess is one way to put it, where they have everything's kind of sexy themed, and so I love it, and which was why it was also so disappointing to come home and my husband was sick. And anyways, that's different. So the theme nights went really, really well. I had a lot of fun with them. And trying to think of how to some of them we didn't do. Like I think I told you some of them were kind of weird. We didn't do I can't remember the name of it. All right, when I think of it, I will let you know what the name of it was. My favorite was the Racy Rodeo night. That was my favorite. And that was the one that I went out for most. It's fun to stomp around in boots, and it was actually kind of fun to wear cowboy boots with shorts. Of course, I'm from Canada, so we don't get to do that very much. That was a lot of fun. And we had a lot of really interesting experiences. We met a lot of nice people. And the thought work that I had done for myself ahead of time was amazing. I was topless most of the time. And because of how I worked on my thinking about that, of staying out of other people's heads and worrying about what anyone else was thinking, I was able to really enjoy my time. And so that was a lot of fun. So, we did have some interesting conversations with people. When you do a trip like that, it's a lot about communication. And so I did have a lot of communication with my husband about what we were okay with and what we were not okay with. And because people do sometimes approach you and ask you if you're interested in kind of hooking up with them or getting together, and we're not. So, but there was some tempting situations. So we did have some conversations and sort of stuck to what we do. But I was really glad to have those conversations and sort of to be open, and it's all part of the fun. So if you have any other questions about the vacation, I can tell you more, but so I have answered that. There's another question. First, I'm going to bring up Jan because she raised her hand and I don't want to make her wait any longer. So I'm going to promote you to panelist. And then if you have any more questions, post them in the Q&A. I will make sure I get to them. Not to worry. So, Jan, is it letting you come up? Oh, Jan, you don't mean to have your hand raised. That's okay. All right. If anybody else would like to raise their hand to be coached or to just talk about something, then please do so. I will answer this next question here. Last time on our call, we were talking about a sex position for that was a little easier to do when we're on the bigger side. It's actually one that I used a lot when I was pregnant, but like it's on the lying on your side. Geez, I kind of wish I could like lying on your side with one leg up. Oh, looks. So you have one leg down, you have one leg up, and then your husband. Okay, this is getting weird, guys. Your husband is here and he's kind of holding your leg and he would be in this position. This poor cactus, he didn't know he was going to have this job. Does that make sense? Are we all laughing at me right this moment, or are we all just taking photos so we're clear? Okay, we're laughing at me. That's good. Good to know. But yes, this works very well. One leg up and like this. The nice thing about this position is that you don't have to hold your leg up, right? Your leg is being held up, and your partner is sort of in control here and can be kind of comfortable. If that is at all uncomfortable, just ask your partner to shift slightly sideways a little bit so they're coming at you a little bit more. Maybe this way, slightly sideways, so they're coming at you a little bit more, on a front angle, kind of to you. Like if you're, yeah, on a front angle to you, because every once in a while that did kind of the way the penis would come into the vagina in that way, depending on size, can sometimes be a little bit uncomfortable. So keeping that in mind, you can just have them shift slightly one way or the other, depending on what you like, or you could just experiment with all of it. That is, I think, one of the most refreshing tips of all for anything is being willing to experiment, try things out, have things not go great, laugh about it, but be together. Like the communication about that can be so bonding. It can really bring you together as well because you're trying new things and you're seeing what's going to work. We want to make sure that we're not adding pressure to a situation like that, especially when you're trying a new position, because if you're not relaxed, it's just not going to work no matter what position you're in. You want to be relaxed. You want to make sure you've got enough foreplay under your belt, so to speak. And yeah. So that answers that question. Anybody else have any more questions for me tonight or wanting to come up here to get some coaching on anything related to body image or sex? Because there so far is nobody with their hand raised and nobody seems to have any questions. How about everybody shares with me in the chat what brings you to these calls? Is it body image? Is it sex? Is it intimacy? Is it me sharing all my sex toys? Is it Are you looking for accountability partners in this, like to chat about different goals and different things that are going on, or are you all just bored tonight? Let me know, because I want to make sure that I'm addressing what you're here for. Oh, somebody has got their hand raised again. So actually, I'll tell you that one really quickly. That was the joke that I was thinking of as I first came on the call, is how to have more time for sex. And I'm like, well, get off this call and go have it. You would have lots of time. Someone in the chat says, just learning about how to be more sexual, even as a plus size. Yes. So paying, yeah, and that is all a lot of body image. So definitely just noticing it comes from our thinking. Now, depending on our size, there are definitely mechanics involved. And there can be mechanics involved depending on our size. And that's why I was showing that other position. But it's all from a mentality and a mindset of fuck around and find out. Literally finding out, feeling sexy, all of that comes from our mind. It comes from what we're thinking about and what we tell ourselves about our body. So when we take it over to sex, I want you to remember that you've got to create that safe space with yourself to be able to create that sexy feeling. So I am going to bring Carissa up, and then I love that you guys have now posted a bunch of questions, so I will get to them. Somebody posted, the other thing to keep in mind is in the chat to make sure you're posting to everyone if you are okay with everyone seeing your post. Somebody posted that their husband acts like they're the hottest thing on earth, but at over 300 pounds, I know I'm not, which is bullshit. Because to him, you are. Who else matters? I mean, I'll tell you matter, but sometimes we've got to trust our partners. And if they're into it, then trust them. They're into it. We have to take people at their word, because what's in it to them to lie to us? Nothing. They've got nothing to lie to us. Like, how does that help them? All right. I love that you guys have given me all these things to talk about. And hello, is it Carissa?
It is. Yep. You got it right.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I can't believe I raised my hand.
I am so proud of you, and I bet you everybody on this call is saying thank you. So,
Don't know. I think I'm have a unique thing. So, and you may not be able to answer it. We've dealt with a few, like I've had an issue where I've got like a spot on my vagina that's painful. And
okay.
so now, and I went to my OB and she's like, well, I could cut it off, but that might cause, it's like at the back, sort of like I did not have vaginal birth, but like if
Okay.
you had had the
So
tear.
like near the perineum area, like the, yeah, okay.
And so she said, I don't know if it's a skin tag. I know it's probably been caused because what is that? I'm in full-blown menopause. I had a hysterectomy 2.5 years ago, caused all the wonderful dryness and all the fun stuff. So I really struggle with having any kind of wetness naturally. So I think I probably tore or something, but I can't figure out. So it causes pain. So then of course, even
So
we,
when does it cause pain? During intercourse?
yes, a lot of times it feels like it's tearing.
Is it less painful if you have enough fluid, like if
We usually use coconut oil, and even with that, even afterwards, sometimes it doesn't hurt during. So sometimes I don't feel it during, whether that's the fact that I'm involved in, just like
Just
whatever, not going to stop. It's just sore for quite a few days afterwards.
And what has your doctor said at this point? They could.
She said, I don't have a lot of faith in doctors. She said, well, I could cut it out, but you might actually have more scarring from having surgery. So then I even looked into I'm sorry, I'm going to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. Somebody keeps beeping me. Then I even looked in, like I've been researching. I don't even know if that if there is a thing called like a vagina surgery doctor, you know, somebody who more specializes in that.
I'm pretty sure there is such a thing. Like vaginoplasty is a thing.
Okay, so sort of like, yeah.
So it would be like plastic surgery for your vulva and
Is
area.
there, so like I said, we use coconut oil. Is there a better lubricant that stays more wet without making a
I
mess
would
of
think
this?
so because coconut oil would tend to be absorbed. It is
Right.
a fabulous lubricant. It's also fabulous for your vulva in general for massage and stuff like that, but it will absorb. Is there,
Okay.
have you tried other ones or is there any reason not to?
No, I'm just not very knowledgeable. I mean,
Okay.
we were pretty boring for a lot of years. In the last few years, we have added toys and stuff like that to our
Would you go to a store, like a sex store?
we thought about it. Yeah, I just
Okay, so
haven't.
this would be your challenge.
Okay.
I challenge you to go to a store
Okay.
and ask the person, show me your lubes. What are the different kinds? And what are their
Okay.
benefits? I mean, those people are employed there for a reason.
Okay. Okay.
And they will walk over and show you the products on the shelf. And if
Yeah.
you try to ask, well, you could just go and pick some and read the packaging. I encourage you to try a couple of types. Like,
Okay.
because there's going to be like the silicone-based ones and there's going to be water-based ones.
Yeah, we've tried some of the, you know, earlier in marriage. We didn't really like any of those, the KY, you know,
Yeah, so you
some of
probably had
those.
different needs at that point.
Yeah.
So it makes sense why you went to something like natural, like the coconut oil that probably felt good and probably
Right.
doesn't leave as much of a mess. Because you
Definitely.
didn't necessarily have the same needs for keeping it well lubricated. Based on the issue you're having now, it sounds to me like you need some decent lubrication. That needs to be really slippery so it's not at all getting friction there.
Right. Yeah, okay.
That
Yeah,
would be
I
my
can't
guess.
decide whether I want to do, you know, like really do a surgery just because if it's going to be more of a plastic surgery, that's probably going to be expensive. But I definitely do, you know, when you're out of commission for 4 to 5 days, and then, you know, then the mental thing of like, you know, it's going to hurt. So,
Yeah, it
okay,
makes sense. It's
I
kind of
will
like
look at that.
another thing your brain's got to get wrapped around that if it's okay, you know, how much pain is okay, and you're probably
Right.
thinking of the recovery time of it. So
Right.
that would be my suggestion. And to make sure that you do enough foreplay,
Yeah.
that you're also like you've got that stimulation, and you could use the coconut oil for that actually, like
Okay.
the foreplay of. Even just vulva massage so that you're making sure even the tissue is nice and moist and like
Okay.
elasticized, kind of, I guess I would
Yeah.
say, before you have intercourse and then use the other lube. I think the coconut oil would be much nicer to massage with than necessarily the really slippery kind of lube stuff. But
Right. Okay.
so now you can tell them it's a two-step process. First,
Yeah.
got to warm up the tissues.
Yeah. Gotta slow your roll, dude. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
Okay.
but the payoff of it will probably be pretty cool too.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
So you're so welcome. Thank
Okay.
you. Come on, coming up here. Take
Yes.
care.
Okay.
Bye. I will. Oh, there we go. She went back down. Okay. Nobody else has their hand raised right now. How helpful was that for people? How helpful was that for everybody? Can you give us an emoji to show us, well, was it helpful for somebody to come up and get coached? Excellent. Some hearts and some thumbs up. That's good. I think that's what everybody on these calls wants to try to remember is it is so helpful and so meaningful to other people for you to be brave and raise your hand. So first, I'm going to go through the questions in the Q&A. So I have the worst time during sex. That sucks. My legs cramp to a Charlie horse. Oh God, yeah, that's happened to me. Sorry. My legs cramped to a Charlie horse on the inside of my thighs to keep my knees to holy hell, and it's miserable. The inside of my thighs to my knees. I'll stop making up words. So you got to work on changing position more, so that we're not like holding tight in a position, which is what's going to create some of the Charlie horse. Now, the other thing I would totally recommend is making sure you're addressing, like, do you get cramps like that during any other time? Is it just during sex? Which for me, typically it is. But a lot of people can give you different advice about taking magnesium or things like that to help with cramps. I mean, you could also stretch ahead of time. Oops, I don't know what happened there. Hold on. I know what happened. Sorry, Carissa. I will change your role to attending there. Now you're not. There you go. Sorry. So, yeah, dealing with the muscle as a muscle, you could stretch ahead of time, but then moving around a little bit more. I have the exact same thing, and I've kind of laughed about it with my husband, but holy crap, it really, really can hurt if that Charlie horse locks it. And I know what you mean. It's in the thigh, not actually in the calf, which is where that normally happens. But it's because we're holding a position for an extended period of time. So next question is how to handle thoughts related to hemorrhoids. Got them after childbirth and still here after 30 years. Makes me very uncomfortable when I contemplate meeting someone new. So in some ways, this is like an ethical question, maybe, is yeah, manage your mind. That I guess it kind of depends on how bad it is in that moment. But are they even going to notice? Are they going to say something if they do notice? Like, how to who is it a big deal? That's what you want to think through is. Somebody in the chat said my partner describes it as a rosebud and thinks it's beautiful. There you go. It's just noticing that it's your thinking that sounds like it's causing you to hold back maybe in relationships or hold back when you're meeting people. Makes you feel uncomfortable. So why they might not even notice is the first suggestion I would have to offer. And then it's speak to your doctor about how to handle them, but it's kind of, it depends if it's painful for you or if that's part of the concern that it's going to be painful and you don't want them touching you even close to that, then you could just let them know that. I would let a partner know, have some communication that, hey, no butt stuff, like stay away, whatever, that kind of thing. And let them know what you do like and what you would like to not have them touch. So that's what I would offer you. Again, like I say, it's a big difference between is it because it's painful? Okay, no pain, it just embarrassed. Has anybody ever commented on it? That would be my next question. Has anybody ever said anything about it in a negative way? Because I don't know if many of you know this, but a lot of men have hemorrhoids too. And you want to think about, are they even saying anything to me? Or is it all just in my head that I'm embarrassed about it? And how do I talk myself through that? That this is just part of me. It's just part of you. It's the way the tissue is shaped at that point. I'm getting some more comments from this person with yeah. So with somebody new, just remember that's not the first thing they're going to see. They're going to get to know you, and you can just not let your brain use it as an excuse. We kind of want to remind ourselves, hey, this is just part of me. It's a very normal part that I wish I knew a percentage, a normal part about what the how our body is. So yeah, somebody actually just commented on my naturally curly hair and how gorgeous it is. That's another just normal part of this is who I am. And if you have hemorrhoids, that's just part of who you are. I bet you there's not a person out there that would say, I don't want anywhere near your vulva, your vagina, your boobs, your anything like that because you have some vascular issues with your anus. They would probably be totally fine with that. They'd be like, what? I didn't even get there. So just notice, hey, I'm not going to hold myself back because of something like that. You got this. I would love to hear what else your brain comes up with once you tell it that's not going to be an issue anymore. We're not going to worry about that as much because by the time they're down there, they're not going to be as concerned. And if it is such an enormous issue that it's going to be super, super obvious or something like that, well, then that's maybe something you do want to discuss with a physician of, hey, can we do anything about this? It's slowing me down here. All right, a position question. I love to be on top, but following a meniscus knee injury, I just can't make it work the same way. Any tips to make on top work, but be less hard on your knees? Yes, some leverage. So, leverage meaning if you're going to be on top, if you can have something to hang on to, like a words, not a mantle, but like the bed frame. If you've ever seen the like ropes or there's all different types of bondage equipment, I guess you would say you can get where they're like it's softer. It's not just rope, but that you could tie a partner to a bed. Well, you can use that on your bed frame to help hold you, your hands, and give you some more leverage. On one of the calls, actually, I talked about a sex swing, and that can be another thing that can be really helpful because you can still be on top, depending on where you're able to put it, you can still be on top, but it's less hard on your knees. We've tried to modify with me having my legs out and sitting on his lap. I don't know if it's a belly to belly issue or an insecurity issue, but I can't get comfortable or be mobile sitting on his lap like that. I agree with you. It's hard with your legs out, you don't have leverage to lift yourself up and down. And it sounds like you were saying that you like to be on top. That's probably what you mean by being on top. If it's just that you like him to enter you from while you're above him, then prop yourself up. But a lot of times when people say, I'm just going to guess that you're saying that you like to be on top means you like to control the movement. That's one of the benefits of being on top. So, like I said, having some leverage, having something to hold on to so you're not just kneeling on your knees. If you can do a squatting position, that can help. If it's just one knee, then sometimes you can prop the one leg up and still use the other leg. But I swear to God, that's the only reason I do squats at the gym is for sex, y'all. That's it. So I can't believe I just said y'all. Remember, I'm from Canada. Okay. So we're done with that. Next question. I've been going through menopause and I just don't have sex drive at the moment. My husband has always had a high sex drive, so it's causing friction in our relationship. We decided once a week to keep him happy, but it just feels like a chore to me. I don't want to think and feel like that about it. How do I start to change my thoughts about that? First of all, putting it out there, noticing this is what I'm thinking. This is how I'm thinking about it. If you've committed to once a week about it, to once a week to do it, then the other 6 days, well, including that day. So every day of the week, be thinking sexy things, thinking things that do help you get in the mood, planning the evening out, asking for what you need. Sometimes maybe you need to ask, and what I've had to do too, because I mean, my sex drive has come and gone as well. And we've learned different techniques like massage, There's a really good technique of like a long body massage where they like hands go all the way up and down and up and down your body. But that whole like long strokes up and down your body really does boost the hormones and can the feel good hormone. I am totally at a loss for words tonight. I am so sorry. But yeah, it's that type of massage can be really nice and really connective. And maybe that's just what you got to talk him through is, okay, yes, we're going to just, yes, oxytocin. Thank you. Thank you, Deborah. I needed that. So yeah, that long stroking massage can really can boost the oxytocin in your body. And so communication. Letting him know you're doing this for him and that this is what you need. You need some more get up and go with it. You need some more foreplay. You need some more intimacy with it. That can be really helpful. And then remind yourself that making him happy keeps you happy. So then thinking through what it is you like about him, what it is that does turn you on. Maybe try some new toys or something like that. It's again the same idea of fuck around and find out what can make it a little bit more comfortable for you or more fun. That would be my suggestion because a lot of us experience times with lower sex drives than our partners. And some of us have even experienced it the other way around. So it's that communication between the two of you that will really be helpful with that. And yeah, so my curly hair products that I use in my hair is I use like a shampoo that has no, see, I'm going to be at loss for words again. Curly Girl, Diva Curl. Diva Curl is one of the products that I use. And the shampoo, and then like the no poo shampoo or something like that. So it doesn't cause a lot of bubbles and stuff. But it doesn't strip your hair, especially because I have all the color in my hair as well. So I use that type of shampoo and I use very little shampoo. You're not, you know, they tell you to not wash your hair every day. I just can't do it. I typically do wash my hair every day, or sometimes I skip a day, but I only use a tiny bit of shampoo and I get it right to the roots. I don't really shampoo the rest of it. And then a really good deep conditioner by the same brand. And then I always use a leave-in conditioner every day. So thank you for the compliment on my hair. I appreciate that. Does anybody else have any other questions? I want to go through the chat now because I know you guys posted a lot about what you're here for, and I want to make sure we kind of touch on that. Unless somebody else wants to raise their hand to be coached, I'll keep an eye on that. So again, most people are just, we're all here for how to be more sexual at our plus, at a plus size, body image, sex, intimacy. So we kind of cover all of that. Body image. Body image is an issue with a lot of us struggling to think that I'm sexy. I'm glad that these calls really help. I will reiterate again the idea of if someone says it, you just get to believe it. But like kind of like the way we talk about in coaching, a lot of us. We all signed up for an OBS believing Corinne when she said, I can teach you how to lose weight. You didn't believe in it at first yourself. You didn't believe you could lose weight or believe there's a lot of things you didn't believe you could do before you started doing it. So taking that as well and going, what if you just decided that you were sexy? How would you show up if that's all you knew that you're? That's all you were allowed to know is that you are sexy. Wouldn't you be like fascinated? Wouldn't you be like, oh, if I'm sexy, these hands are sexy. These arms are sexy. Oh, this hair, it's so sexy. You would just have to believe it and then just pay attention to how you would show up in your life if that's what you believed. That's what I challenge you all to do. As like, I mean, the topic for tonight was how to create intimacy even when you're busy. If you want it, you will create it. If you decide you're going to want it, you will create it. So, that's what I want you to keep in mind. How body image, how to look good even when overweight. That is definitely like, pay attention to how you put yourself together. It's how you take care of yourself. You feel like a frump and so unsexy. Then dress sexier, dress the part. How would you show up if you dressed that way? If you took care of yourself, if you took time to lotion, if you took time to put makeup on, if you, whatever it is. I know on one call we talked about wearing the lipstick, even though we have past diet thinking about what that means. If we want to, like, we gotta treat ourselves the way we wanna feel too. So that's part of trying to feel sexy is, I mean, for me, it comes down to a basic, like, if I'm wearing a black bra, I'm gonna put on black underwear. They are not sexy underwear, but they still, it's like today, anyways, but they still feel good. Just that little tiny thing. They don't have to be super sexy things to just make you feel good. It's how you think about it. Since gaining weight, both my husband and I have found sex positions uncomfortable. Okay, Nancy, fuck around and find out. So, yes, try different things. Try, and one of the biggest tips I will give you as well is make sure you're getting enough foreplay. The same thing as Carissa when she was up here, those tissues need to be warmed up. They aren't just magic. So a good vulva massage can really make all the difference in the world and be a huge turn on. So think about that. And that's again, reminding yourself that's another step to creating that sexy feeling is just taking slower steps to get into things, taking your time. Women can take a long time to be ready for intercourse, keeping that in mind as well. So, you want to have fun, enjoy your body, take it like it's all new again. Estradiol cream to help with dryness after a hysterectomy. Yes, definitely pay attention to what your doctors give you. But there was another comment about estrogen creams and if your partner is male, you get anything your doctor gives you, ask your doctor lots of questions. So helpful. Same issues being in your head. Most of us have trouble being in our head, especially when it comes to sex and intimacy. So the biggest thing to do is to just bring yourself back to your body and what's going on. Okay. Only matching bra and panties, no matter what my size, feels secretly sexy. Yes, secretly sexy. I love that. Nobody else knows, but you know, and that's the same thing with me. When I go to, even if I'm not putting sexy underwear on and it's my typical daily bra, it's like, I know they match, and that's kind of cool to me. Feeling beautiful wearing a new lip gloss. Absolutely. It's just those little things of you taking care of you and making time for that, that along the way are going to build up. Bra recommendations for plus size. Definitely getting sized and fitted properly. Because And there are stores that do that. I would look in your area to see what stores are nearby that might do a proper bra fitting. Because you're, I mean, let's be honest, you're not going to find decent plus size bras at La Senza or Victoria's Secret or whatever. But going to stores that will offer you an actual bra fitting, there's just so many components to the band size, to the cup size. And a slight adjustment makes all the difference in the world, stops them from rolling up, keeps them in place. And there's so much out there these days for for sizes and sexiness and everything else. So you can find it. All right, we have another question in the Q&A. Torrid. Yes, Torrid is a very good store that has nice bras, and they will do fittings there, in my experience, anyways. 67, married 7 years. My husband doesn't communicate well. It's gotten worse over the years. Had sex once in the past 2 years. I sleep in another room most of the time. His CPAP and snoring keeps me up. I bought myself a new vibrator and can't wait to try it, but not with him. Why do I feel guilty? Last time we did it was uncomfortable. That is a fabulous question, Anonymous. Why do you feel guilty? This is something you can ask yourself and sort of without any judgment at all. Why do you feel guilty about the idea of pleasuring yourself without him? What would he think? This is definitely something like anytime you come up, and this goes for weight loss, for everything else. Anytime you have a question, you're like, why do I do this? Why am I feeling this way? Really brainstorm an answer. If you had to guess, if I was going to offer you $100 per guess, how many guesses would you come up with? And then what you can do is close your eyes, say the guess out loud to yourself, like, why do I feel guilty? Because I'm pleasuring myself without him. See how your body feels. Do you have a physical reaction in your body? Like sometimes when I'm uncomfortable, I get like heat in my chest or like anxiety, I get tightened up. That's what I want you to look for. If it just feels like nothing, it's probably not it. So what comes up? Really brainstorm and guess. Is it because I want to try it with him? Is it, am I blaming him for his snoring? Like what is the problem? Why am I feeling at all guilty? Is it actually guilt? Sometimes we can have emotions because we don't have emotions. So is it possible you're feeling guilty because you don't feel bad about doing this? That you're so excited about it. I can't wait to try it. So then we feel guilty because we feel that because we're so excited. So why though? What if he knew? What would he say? I mean, these can be questions you can ask yourself and then decide where you want to go moving forward. Maybe that just solves any issue and you carry on. But you get to decide, does he not communicate well or do you not communicate well together? Remember in communication, you want to really work on taking away any I statements or any you statements. Have conversations, especially around intimacy and sex, about we and if we were to work on this, what would it look like? And things that are more inclusive, so we're not casting any kind of blame. I know exactly what you mean. My husband has a CPAP machine, and God, it sounds like a damn storm some nights. And I still sleep with earplugs from the years before he had the CPAP. And I think he's had it now for, God, 15 years. I just could never kind of get over sleeping with earplugs. It's so peaceful and I love it. So I still sleep with earplugs. And it helps on those nights when that damn CPAP machine goes crazy, I tell you. But no, we haven't. Well, I don't even have a second room, so I'd have to sleep in my office. But if you have separate rooms for other reasons, remind yourself of that. Remind yourself that it's not necessarily just because you don't want to be intimate or because you haven't. Like, really, what else is going on? And otherwise, decide to be good with it. You get to decide, right? So I would really dig deep, and then whatever answers you come up with about why do I feel guilty, answer that. Like address it. Is it really a problem? And if it is, then what? Like go down the line. And if you want to come up when we can talk about it next time, or you can always write into Ask Coaches. We can keep talking about it a little bit more if there's more to this that you want to get into, but I think that's it for tonight. Does anybody have any last minute questions? I think our next call is not till later in January. So January 21st, I believe, is our next call. So if you have questions or if you have topics you would love to hear me talk about on one of these calls, please write into support at pnptribe.com and I can definitely lay it out and we can talk about it. You can always tag me in Facebook if you have any questions, Lisa LeBlanc in Facebook. And you can always come to Ask Coaches. So, and yes, Merry Christmas, and happy holidays to everybody. Any questions about how, or sorry, any suggestions about how to begin a conversation about sex when you really haven't before? It kind of depends on how you bring up a lot of things. It depends on how your relationship works, whether you're going to bring it up as, hey, let's sit down and have a talk, or, hey, I've noticed that we haven't really been as intimate as we used to be. Well, how do you feel about that? Could we talk about it? It's nice to ask if they're in a position to want to talk about things at that time, or could we set a date to talk about it? Could we set a time to talk about it? And it also depends, like you want to make it sort of private, obviously. Bring it up like anything else as well. Make sure that when you're talking to somebody about what you like or don't like, you're always making letting them know, here's what I do like. I love it when you do this, or I love it when you try that. And then coming around with, and what about in this situation? I wonder if we tried something like this. I don't know, but like one of the things you can work on too is knowing yourself. If you know what it is you like, then it's much easier to communicate it. Or being open to communicating even in the moment, like when you are trying to be intimate, being able to say, I really like this. You can also now bring things up and say, hey, I learned in this class or I learned on this call. This idea of these long stroking massages, stuff like that. But yeah, you can start the conversation like that. You can start it in a fun way on a date night of, play the song, let's talk about sex, baby. And just bringing it up like that can be, you want to bring it up in a safe space, in a safe way of not blaming. Like, let's figure out how to have more fun or how to have more intimacy or what do we both really like and want going forward? I had Luann in the chat has asked, I did not review the blowing up of the wedge. So anybody who was here last call, one of the things I said I was taking on vacation was a blow up wedge. It was great. We actually didn't end up blowing it up till like almost the end of the week. So we actually only tried it once. What I really liked about it was it added a bit of a lift, like a pelvic tilt, and it had handles on it. So when we're talking about leverage and holding a position and feeling sturdy, I really liked the handles on it. My body was on top of it, but I had the handles, so it gave me more leverage to be able to move even when I was on the bottom, and it put me at a position that was just lovely. It was like, I don't know, that sounds weird, but it was a really nice position I found. We only tried it in that one position with me laying on it, sort of the edge of my butt at the edge of the wedge, like a triangle. Literally like a triangle blow up toy thing, like a pool toy kind of, but not. And so it was a lot of fun. Somebody said, where did I go on my vacation? How do we find one in the USA? So the place I went to was in Mexico. It was called Temptation. I know there are places in the USA? I can do some research and find out. I've never actually been to there's some place, there's a place in Florida. It really depends on what you are looking for in your vacation. The reason I like this place, there are a lot of swingers and a lot of people they call in the lifestyle, which is where you have partnered different partners, things like that. But like I say, like my husband and I are not like that. I just find the people that go there are just very open-minded. It's just sexual. It's not just about being with other people. So you may look up lifestyle and find different resorts and such that are like that. I'll do some research and see what I can find out. Last question I'll answer here is any tips on how to reconnect with myself sexually when the drive isn't there? I'm not happy in my marriage. I used to be very sexual, but I'm not masturbating either. Okay, so I don't know if this is the same anonymous as before. So if you used to be sexual, but you're not happy in your marriage and you're not masturbating, so my first question would be in general, is it hormonal? Is it age? Intimacy is probably the first step before sexuality. It's that taking care of yourself, it's the reconnecting with your body and the self-care all around that. The sex drive will come if you want it to, no pun intended, but you'll get there if that's what you want. The not being happy in your marriage, that's definitely going to have an impact on your sexuality and what you're doing for that. So deciding is this the intimacy and the sexuality and the self-care going to involve your partner or not? In the chat, somebody mentioned erotic books can help. Absolutely. If you're looking to light yourself up, well, I talked about the massage technique. Erotic books can help. There's certainly videos and that type of thing as well. I find I like reading more than watching stuff, but that's just me. And it comes down to self-care, that treating yourself well, that intimacy with yourself, and decide if I want to. A lot of these things in life ebb and flow. So what if this is a time when you're not as interested in it? What if that's okay too? You get to decide. If you want more of it, decide and then start doing these things. Take care of yourself. Find lotions that you like the smell of. Wear perfume. Put makeup on. Light candles. Read books. Take care of you. Take yourself out for dates. Look after you. And then decide, is my partner going to be involved in this or not? That could be part of why there's a problem in your marriage, or it could be totally unrelated. So that's the things I want you to think about. All right, everybody. Thank you for all the questions. It's very great when we have questions and we can definitely guide this the way that you'd really like it to go. Send me any questions and we can answer them. And it was lovely to see everybody. All right. Have a good night. Bye, everyone.